I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Friday marks the third anniversary of the final U.S. troop withdrawal from Afghanistan. Well, while politicians use the withdrawal as an election talking point in the U.S., Afghans mourn yet another freedom lost under strict Taliban rule. New laws forbid women from speaking outside the home. A No Nation's Greg Kelly says,
Afghanistan has been in a continual state of decline since the pullout 3 years ago.
A No Nation's training center in a neighboring country equips Afghan refugees to reach their people for Christ. A recent graduation ceremony celebrated and launched the newest batch of gospel workers. Pray these believers can start disciple-making movements in their homeland.
They cannot wait to go to Afghanistan and share the good news because they themselves have been transformed by the power of the gospel.
And wrapping up today, we'll head to Tajikistan, where Sat7's new talk show, In the World of Women's Thoughts, targets isolated Christian women. Joe Willey explains.
We want to make sure that, especially for these Christian women that are in Tajikistan, that they know their value in the eyes of God, and they can be discipled and supported, even though they are few.
The Christian population in Tajikistan is less than 1%. Christians face persecution if they confess their faith, and women more so. Willie says the need for encouragement has never been higher. The new program focuses on biblical examples of Christian womanhood. Fun fact, because Tajik is closely related to Dari spoken in Afghanistan, the program will also benefit Afghan women.
Pray for that strength, and I pray for their safety.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.